Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 2/25, 2021. Oh, boy. And we've got a real situation now, don't we? We got a real situation now. And the real situation is this thing is about ready to come unglued, okay? About ready to come unglued. And every day seems to be, every day is a further destruction of the way of life, a further erosion of the Bill of Rights. And maybe we need to read them, you know. So now we got Minneapolis sets up a barbed wire fence as the George Floyd murder trial approaches. So we got barbed wire fences starting to go up everywhere. And I don't know if you heard Brothers Quayle, Steve Quayle, on Alex Jones yesterday or whatever. And I listened to part of it earlier this morning. And it's all the stuff that Steve used to talk about. I used to talk about Marcus Wolf, Yevgeny Primakov, and Karpov, okay? And they were hired. They were hired by the United States government to start to set up the entire system. Now, do you know what the system consisted of? Yevgeny Primakov, these were all KGB agents. Yevgeny Primakov was paid to develop the internal, listen, yeah, you who is going to the stove right now, stop and listen. Yevgeny Primakov was to develop for the United States government, Andrew Poindexter and all of those people with Ollie North, the Total Information Awareness Network, all of that crowd back then, they had those guys, they were developing that, and it was the internal passport system. Internal passport system. Now, the first element of that is the smart ID, the facial, the picture on your ID, and now the smart ID, and all of that stuff, and they tell you you can't get into a courthouse. You couldn't even go in to pay your fine without a smart ID. Can't get on a plane. Can't get on a train. Now, the next level. The next level will be COVID or whatever the next thing they're going to come up with. COVID-22 or 21. Whatever it is. They're going to keep on it going because the purpose is to destroy and tear down the United States, to level it all out. I've known this since 1972. And to merge the New World Order. All right? And to level out the playing field in terms of money across the world. So you think you don't have money now, it will be a set where if you are in the politician, in the upper echelon of the big high tech, in the managerial upper echelon, you'll have money because you'll be part of, and you will have taken, I guarantee you will have taken the Luciferian initiation, or at least you'll have taken how many ever shots they're going to have to give you to create the operating system in there that they can then utilize the 5G, 6G, 10G, whatever it will be, or utilize satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. That means you're going to have something in your system that allows them an entree-boo into your neurophysiological system. Easier. They already have that. They can already do that. And people don't get it. They think, well, I don't see nobody outside my house with the beam gun. They just die in from above. Brother Quayle talked about the 72 ionospheric heaters again with Alex. Steve found out that they basically corresponded to the 72 Goetic demons. Alright? They generate frequencies. They have narrow and wider beams. You can bounce, step up the ionosphere, bounce it down and cause a quake clear across the planet. You can take that, you can beam something over a region or a neighborhood or an area, okay, a state or whatever. But let's just take, I don't know, let's just take a region or a small town or whatever it is. Could be, you know, could be different, could be Seattle, could be Portland, could be downtown Austin, whatever it might be, you know, Kansas City, whatever it is. And they can utilize the beaming or the frequencies and cause you to go to sleep. Or, oh, comply with the message, you see, or answer, you know, they can do so many things. They can turn you aggressive and turn you into anger and antagonistic stuff. They can make you just be so tired. And then you'll go to a tired doctor, and then he'll say, oh, you've got the sleeping sickness, and they'll prescribe another drug, all right? And I tell you, if you can ever get anywhere where you can block all the crap coming in on you, maybe we should all go sit in, like, Enemy of the State, you know, with Gene Hackman and, you know, where he plays Brill for the second time in the movie. Where he's in the jar and he's got a Faraday cage and he takes Will Smith in there with him and nothing can penetrate in, right? No signals can come in, no signals can go out. And the only way they knew where he was is because Will Smith made a phone call. So then they tracked him. So anyway, the frequencies can be used to control you. Whatever goes in with these shots, allegedly, the gel or whatever the stuff is, they all have these weird plastic tips that cover the end of the needle, that's for sure. It's weird, it's strange, you know. There's something more to that, you see. Because different people get different ones in the arm. And then I've seen people, politicians and Fauci, they have a different needle than what they give to the other people. I recently talked to a doctor, you know. And he said he just took the shot. He got the shots, the first shot of, well, I won't even say the name. One of the first, he took the first shot of the first one made. Pfizer, allegedly. He said he got so sick he couldn't believe it. He thought it would just be a piece of cake and he was like deathly ill. And he's okay now, but this doctor, he doesn't know if he wants to take the second shot. I said, did you read the insert as a physician? Read the insert? Well, no. And here's the problem. They make people in the medical industry, they make them take the shot or they don't have the job. All right? That's basically what the nutshell is. They may not be officially, but they're told privately that's the deal. All right? So they are generating these frequencies as well as creating the weather modification, the earthquakes, and let me tell you something. There are things happening, and the position we are in space, in the scheme of things, and also with the Nibiru coming around the horn, there is additional interference with the gravitic, the gravitational pulls and different stuff. And we're at a place in the universe where there's the open hole. I believe they call it, they used to have another symbol on the, in ancient days of the zodiac was called Ophiuchus, right? What was it, the spider or whatever it was? Ophiuchus. Well, anyway, whatever that symbol was. But the fact is that we're out there where there's energies coming in. There's all kind of stuff happening. At the same time, we're ready for the fallen angels and the Anunnaki and any of their pond scum from space that they have altered genetically, or that they have got them on the program with the Borg-like thing, okay? Or they have just convinced them for benefits. You see, you can really truly be the Speaker of the House and then now want Joe Biden, your president, to give up his rights to his, allegedly to the football and the nuclear codes. They all have them. See, Pelosi has one. President, Vice President, Speaker of the House, Secretary of State, all the way down the line. They have an authenticator that they have to break open and get the authenticator. It's some kind of a little tab or some kind of a little thing. And then if they're the last one standing of the line of succession to the President of the United States, then they're able to get in contact with the Tacomo plane or whatever, the other plane flying that's got control of the air and control of the stuff. If they're on the ground somewhere, they'll try to pick them up, but if they can't, they can utilize their authenticator code to get access to the system and to give the order to fire or to shoot or to defend America against a nuclear attack, whatever. So she wants that, and now she's got armored personnel. She's got Humvees, up-armored Humvees, plus the barbed razor wire fence, plus 5,000-6,000 National Guard troops. She's got her own little army. Plus she now is trying to get the nuclear codes. Well, Pelosi, if get rid of, you know, Ms. Imhoff, Kamala Harris Imhoff or whatever, then Pelosi's the president. There's a contention for this country and who runs this country as it's being destroyed, as the Bill of Rights are getting eroded and are going to be taken away. And as Brother Quayle was talking about, they're going to come and they're going to start killing Christians and patriots and anybody who is a Bill of Rights supporter or a Second Amendment supporter. The guy, what's his name? Chris Hayes, MSNBC, basically said anybody who's got a guns in a picture with them or is a Second Amendment proponent, likes firearms, that you're no better than Osama bin Laden. Well, Chris Hayes, what you didn't know is that Osama bin Laden was also called Usama bin Laden, right? Or USA Ma, okay? The CIA ran him because he was part of Al-Qaeda, the base, as in database of Muslims and Arabs that would do work for the CIA, NSA, EIEIOA, okay? Whatever one of the EIEIOs wants them to do it. That was the base. So now we're doing all of this again, and we're going after the Constitution, and now they're going to come for you. I told you 17 years ago, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags, because these people want to come and eat your liver, and they want to come and take your spouse and your children and your home and kill you, okay? They also want to kill all of those people, too, after they have their way with them, all right? And then they're going to take your house, they'll live in it or sell it or, you know, burn it down. They don't care because they're going to have access to a lot of them. Because planet Earth, no more than 500 million. Georgia Guidestones. Well, what does Lord Jesus say? Let's go back to what Lord Jesus would have to say here. Matthew Matthew 24. And woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be short. But that doesn't mean that 7 billion or 7.5 billion or whatever we got on the planet now are all going to be alive. Let's just take America. What do we got, 340, 350 million, whatever, depending on how many undocumented citizens there are. Oh, they're not citizens. Oh, undocumented persons or whatever they are, all right? Illegal aliens in this country. But Deagle.com, the intelligence world's statistician, allegedly, one of them, says by 2025, that's not too far off, is it? And on 2025, 2021, you think about what it might be in 2025, 2025, and there will only be what? 100 million people in the United States, according to Deagle.com, with corresponding total reductions of the GDP and the income and the purchasing power and all of the things. So that means basically about 250 million people got to die just in this country alone. Well, they're going to need Soylent Green, aren't they? S-O-Y-L-E-N-T, Green. For the young people who don't know about it, look it up. It's from a movie, Charlton Heston. Oh, Edward G. Robinson, he rode the little bicycle. And to my old buddy down there who's, you know, thinking about bicycles and generators and all that kind of stuff and how to do it, you remember in the movie Soylent Green how Edward G. Robinson rode the bicycle and pedaled it so he had electric light, okay? Had it up on a stand and he had the deal and had the generator rolling, you know, they had electric lights and all of that. Because you're going to need to prepare. But there's all kind of stuff that I have on my mind, and what I see coming is total tyranny in the United States. All right? And they're going to utilize the weather warfare. They're going to utilize the, whether they help it along or it's a natural phenomena. It doesn't make any difference. The Cascadia. We may be at the point, you see, as Nibiru comes around, and if you read, Zechariah Sitchin's book, a series of books, The 12th Planet, etc., When Time Began, there's a whole bunch of different ones. I've read almost all of them, and I can tell you that there's quite a lot of information there to discern, all right? And the fact is that when Nibiru came around the last time, and it's on about a 3,500-year orbit, supposedly. They don't know exactly, but that's supposedly what it is. And that's where the head of the Anunnaki, Anu, lived. And then he had two sons, Enki and Enlil. All right. And then their progeny and, Marduk and all kind of the gods, they were the ancient gods, the Titans, the Olympians, the different ones. But basically what they are is fallen angels. All right. Fallen angels or spawn of same. All right. And angels who lose their first estate. Brother Quayle's had this stuff. He's had it down for years, and he's tried to tell you all these years. all of the books. If you don't have Steve Quayle's books, then you get you some quieter. Get you some right away, you know? What you could get would be Weather Wars and, you know, and Unnatural, you know, Events or whatever. That book, Weather Wars book. Xenogenesis, you know, the Giants book. Just amazing work that he's done. You know, Empire Beneath the Ice. Terminator, you know. All the different ones, just incredible. And then, you know, one of the nice ones is the premise of the promise. Tells you so much about Jesus in a practical way, in a loving, wonderful way. So you call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, or go to stevequayle.com and click through. And when you get a hold of them, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. Tell them Hawk sent you and said to get some books. And also, if you've already got all your other preps done, to get some silver or gold or platinum. And, you know, we're sitting at gold today, 1771.30. Went down a little bit from where we were, didn't it? Well, they're buying it. The big guys are wanting to buy it, and they've got it at a lower price. But trying to find the physical, you see, they want you to sell your gold and make a profit or whatever. But finding the physical, the premiums are so much higher in the price you're going to pay for physical gold, physical silver, physical platinum, physical palladium is going to be a lot higher than what the spot price is. Silver, ounce of silver is probably going more like 40 rather than 30. 2767 is the spot. Platinum, 1215 on the spot. Bitcoin and all of this, that's another fiat currency that's on a computer. How long will the computer last if the internet goes down or if the power grid goes down? Well, Hawk, power grid don't go down. Oh, you mean it didn't go down in Texas? One of the most power-rich and energy-rich states? People, all I can tell you is you need to prepare. You need to prepare in earnest and methodically and use lists. Holly Dale's got a book, Dare to Prepare. Got some of the best lists in it. Other lists, other books, No Such Thing as Doomsday. No Such Thing as Doomsday. Incredible. You can also find lists in various places. You can go up to standale.com and go to Holly Deo's section. And she has lists up there, basic lists of food, basic lists of medical supplies to get, basic lists of tools and other items and stuff to have on a list. And start going down the list and checking off what you got and what you don't have, get it. Prioritize what? Water purification and storage and food. And I'm going to tell you what, it's just incredible because I right before I came on, I was looking up Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, Berkey water filters, you know. And if you don't understand that, you would understand that a lot of people in Texas sure would have liked to have had one if they did not have one. All right, and let me just see, I'm trying to see here. Let's see. I think it should be right here. Yeah, here it is right here. Let me get click it up, and I'll give you some information. If you do not have a water filter, all right, if you do not have one, then you need to get one, all right, because it is going to be, let's see, I'm trying to get here. There it is right there. All right. Oh, I've got the wrong thing clicked on here. Anyway, let me just, for some reason, this won't click up. But I'm going to get this because I want to get this for you. All right. There we got it. All right. It is berkeyfilters.com. B-E-R-K-E-Y filters.com, all one run together, okay? And you want to get the Berkey water filter systems. You can get stainless steel ones. The big Royal Berkey is sold out, but you can get the big Berkey 2.25. Comes with two filters, basically. Travel Berkey filter, which is about 1.5 gallons. And these are about $278 for the big Berkey. You also have the Berkey Light, which is 2.75 gallons. Recommended for 2 to 5 people. Comes with 2 black Berkey filters included. And you can put a maximum of 4 in it. Comes with the basic kit, but there's different ones you can get. And if you get additional sets of the black Berkey filtration systems, you're going to want to do that, all right? You're going to want to do that and get all the different stuff and the extras for it. And these things can filter out, I don't know, I forget exactly what it is, but I think maybe about, 10,000 gallons, something like that. But look it up on the site. Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y filters.com. If you do not have one, then obtain one. And if you want to help your grandkids or your children, your neighbor down the street, you got the money, then buy an additional one and buy multiple additional filters and then get you some storage containers. Oh, I don't know, like water blocks or, and the smaller, the better. 5 gallon jugs, okay, or, 1 gallon jugs of plastic, 1 gallon water containers, but you gotta get the ones that are for water, okay, not milk. And all of that kind of stuff is what you need to be doing. And then food. Long-term storage food, if you can get it. If you can't do anything else, you only got $3. Then go get a can of chunky beef barley soup or something like that, or a chunky sirloin burger or Progresso beef barley. All right? Whatever flavor you like, but get something with the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables in its own liquid, in its own water. In its own water. Now, one of my old friends from the crossroads sent me something here. Let me see what he's talking to him about. Okay. Let's see. He's talking about shooting of someone. And he says it's one of the clearest examples of somebody being possessed by a demon that I've ever seen. He says that this guy was shot. This person sending me this is a peace officer, okay? And he is saying that 12 shots to center mass at point blank range, and the bad guy kept coming. 12 shots center mass at point blank range. And that, what he's saying is, coming at them as policemen now, as sheriff's deputies, as police, as peace officers. Incredible. I'm going to watch this later, my brother. Thank you for sending that up. Because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the demons are on the loose. Go up to Brother Steve Quayle's warning section up at the top right hand of his front page. You'll see it's like up at the top where he's got the story of the day or the video of the day, and he's got like a warning deal there. All right? Read the information by a security guard down in Florida who I happen to know who that person is related to, and the information is accurate. Is accurate about the being that came through in the electronics section late at night, right before the store closed, of a Wally World store somewhere in Florida, all right? Oh, boy. So we've got all this stuff going on, and meanwhile, the Red Chinese. You saw what happened in Texas. You saw how they gave the people the choice to, it's like the mortgages, you know. My old Doc Jack told me that today in an email. He said it's like taking the adjustable rate mortgage or the fixed rate. The fixed rate, you know, it's going to be whatever it's going to be, you know. Currently around 3% or 2.8 or 9 or 3.1, whatever it is on a 30-year fix. But you could get an adjustable rate somewhere probably for, 1.98, something like that. But it might adjust based on the London rates or the 10-year treasuries or some other, you know, type of an index, you know. You might be paying instead of 2%, you might be paying 10% in a year or something like that. Or maybe it can only go up 5 points in a year. But you see, that's the adjustable rate. Well, they gave everybody the choice of locking in their rate for their electricity. They made it a catch-as-catch-can thing and a big investment, and it's all a big thing. And somewhere or another, Greg Abbott, I guarantee you, got paid it. A crap load of money, you know? And or he got compromised or whatever the deal is because he let him in. Now, you got this Sun Guixing or whatever from China, right? And now he's being allowed to build a huge solar energy farm adjacent to an Air Force base on land just near the Air Force base out West Texas or Southwest Texas out there. Why in the good name of the Lord, Abbott, are you allowing that to take place? It's because you've been ordered by the New World Order people. So the Texans are going to have to find a new governor. But everybody's going to have to find a new governor. And then I'm going to tell you something. The power grids, I've told you for years, the power grids are all going to go down. I was correct the other night when they did Cuba as a practice. And then the next week, you see, I said they're practicing for America. They knocked me off the air that night, didn't they? Then by George, they did it to Texas, and they took the power grid down on orders from the federal government. They could not send extra power to the power stations so they could generate more power. And the wind generators and everything was frozen. All the pipes are frozen. The whole nine yards. Well, let me tell you something. You'd better get you a Berkey water purification system or filtration system and extra filters. You'd better start wrapping your pipes as you get the new ones done down there in Texas. And people had better understand they're going to need a basic, either Shepherd's fireplace or stove or a, you know, wood-burning stove or something, you know, tied in. Or at least outside, or you can use your fire pit with actual wood, and you can put a tent or some kind of cover up above, and you can sit in there and just sit around the fire, if nothing else, and that might be warmer than what your house is inside. But again, you're going to have to get a house load. You're going to have to get a pack with everything you need in it. All right, and then you're going to have to get a fighting load with a butt pack and other type of items, ammunition. And if you're going to carry something, you ought to carry at least 10, 12 mags of 30 rounds apiece. And you better get all those while you can because they're going to make those illegal. And they're going to tell you got to turn them in, or if you got one of those magazines, anything over 10, then that constitutes a felony to where you're going to go to jail for 10 years minimum or something and a $50,000 fine, whatever it is, some outlandish thing. And they are going to come door to door at some point because I used to read that to you all the time. And I'm going to read this to you again. Do a search engine search on this. domestic insurgency. Oh, did they say we had one of those? And the Declaration of Martial Law. 12 October 2008. Look for it online. Domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. And it goes in about 30 pages and tells the whole program. And they tell you how they're going to control the economic situation, the religious situation, the educational organizations, the voluntary organization. That means like 4-H, the Lions Club, Masonic, whatever. Okay, they're going to control it. Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, recreational facilities, civil military operations, health and health care, political. They're going to control it all. And they're going to move in, the Red Chinese and the UN, and you're going to see military governors. What's the other thing? Obama executive order. And that executive order, and I wrote this up in January 2010, January 11th, 2010, executive order, establishment of the Council of Governors. The Council of Governors. I guarantee it'll still be in effect. George W. Bush invoked over 500 executive orders and presidential decision directives to declare martial law after 9/11. The martial law has been declared. We've been living in an executive dictatorship since Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. As amended 1933. You've been living under the Emergency Powers Act since 1933. So now they're going to get real, you see. They're going to get real. And Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 25 how to prepare and why. Because you never know when the bridegroom's coming. And he told you Matthew 24. What's going to happen? And they're going to use the weather warfare. They're going to use the Cascadias. They're going to use the New Madrid faults. They're going to use all of it. And just so I'm not whistling Dixie here, Dixie, not a bad thing to whistle, but I also, the Battle of the Republic ain't a bad thing to whistle either. All right? You remember this particular thing? This was an article. Do a search engine on this. Got your pencil? Government accidentally sends file on remote mind control methods to journalist. Government accidentally sends file on remote mind control methods to a journalist. The journalist was Curtis Waltman. He filed a Freedom of Information Act request with Washington State Fusion Center, Washington State Fusion Center, which is partnered with the Department of Homeland Security or the Department of Human Sacrifice, to obtain information about Antifa and white supremacist groups. He got more the information he was looking for. He was also accidentally received a mysterious file on psychoelectric weapons with label electromagnetic effects on body zip. The file included methods of remote mind control using psychoelectric weapons. Now that you tie in with what I've told you about satellite directed, okay, generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. That's you. Here's another one right here. This is from our friend Celeste. Shepherd's Heart.life. Okay? And here's what she wrote. Why the human brain is being attacked and what you don't know. And she goes into all the neurological attacks and all the neurocyber infographic, all the different stuff they can do to you. Access and manipulate neural systems, brains to win minds and hearts. Okay? Ah, you see, all of this is real. And then Brother Tom Horn wrote a good piece about the ranch in Sedona. And I've been to Sedona, and I've experienced and seen phenomena out there in the past years ago, in those various electromagnetic vortexes and stuff. And it's very interesting. I mean, you go out there, and there's all kind of different places there, but there are portals there. And I can recall being in a convertible with my wife. We had rented a convertible to go to Sedona to go up for a weekend or whatever it was at some point. 4 or 5 days. And I'd been to Sedona once before. And the reason I wanted to go back, it wasn't because I was into all of the woo-woo stuff, but it was because I never have felt as good as I felt on the planet in that particular place. That electromagnetic energy there, for whatever reason, in that red rock, it sort of resets my time clock. I get up at the sun, you know, it's like, and I felt excellent there. And I've gone to the different places they say to go to and all the different things to understand it and try to see what it is. Well, we're in a convertible, and we're sitting there. It was at nighttime, and we had been down the road looking at the Bell Rock and stuff and running around that. That's one of the, supposedly the vortex. And so then it was getting dark, and the stars were coming out. It was a jillion stars. So I said, let's just sit over here, and let's look at the stars for a little bit. So I pulled off the side of the road. It's a small road. It's not busy or anything like that, 179, whatever that road is. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, both of us, the back of the hair, the back of my head and neck was standing up, and we could feel something alien, feel something really so wrong coming into the area that was hunting us. And I said, do you feel that? My wife said, yes. And I fired that convertible Chrysler up and hit the gas pedal and peeled out of the side of the road and back onto the road and back to go up to the motel. All right? Just incredible, the stuff that happens up in there. That ranch is one of the places, but there are other places that are also portals in those areas. Some of them are on the Boynton Hotel, Enchantment Resort, in Boynton Canyon and that kind of thing. A lot of stuff happening up in there. And a lot of the formations, as Brother Quayle's always told you about Grand Canyon too, is that in that area, a lot of the formations are called by Egyptian names. But here's another one for you to look up. This is the Defense Intelligence Reference Document. Defense Intelligence Reference Document. Acquisition Threat Support. Defense Intelligence Reference Document. Acquisition Threat Report. It's unclassified. 2 April 2010. Defense Intelligence Reference Document. Acquisition Threat Support. And then the name is of the document. 2 April 2010. Warp drive, comma, dark energy, comma, and the manipulation of extra dimensions. Warp drive, comma, dark energy, and the manipulation of extra dimensions. And it goes through and tells you all about it from a defense intelligence document. Okay? This thing is about, 30, 35 pages. It's got illustrations, pictures, all kind of stuff. Adjusting higher dimensions for propulsions. It's one of the topics, okay? They got all the mathematics and the formulas and stuff here. All the different models. large extra dimensions. The Kaluza-Klein theory. Extra space dimension. The Casimir effect. All kind of stuff here that you need to get to understand what really is going on. Brother Horn is telling you about these portals and extra dimension. Brother Quayle's told you about them. And all of the stuff at the Branson conferences. And all of the videos that Steve Quayle has done and the books and stuff about it. All pointing you in this direction. The Mighty Men and Women of Valor, they've talked to you about those for years. So warp drive, dark energy, and the manipulation of extra dimensions. It's a Defense Intelligence Reference Document to April 2010. Now, there's references right there that you can get and to understand, all right? Directed energy, modulated, command, control, cause, effect, electromagnetic, multi-purpose device, capable of affecting any electrical or electronic component of a system, i.e., that which runs, quote-unquote, a person, a machine, or component of same. Now, this is from the guy I know as Brill. All right. And he's telling me, this is what he told me, that he was reading in his areas of reading that are classified, that he can only read in those areas. I can't. Directed energy, modulated, command and control, cause effect, electromagnetic, multi-purpose device, capable of affecting any electrical or electronic component of a system, quote unquote, i.e., that which runs, quote unquote, a person, a machine, or component of same. And then there's going to be an escalatory spiral of all this kind of stuff. All right. So, I mean, that is some information for you to get a hold of and to get a handle on and to understand, because this stuff is coming down the pike. You're going to see men having fear for what comes upon the earth. The Lord Jesus has told you all of it. Matthew 24, Luke 21. All right. Ezekiel 38, 39. Revelations, Daniel. All the different prophetic stuff. Matthew 25 tells you to prepare. Go down these lists and find the things you need. But that Berkey filtration system with the black Berkey filters, which will take out about 98-99% of all the chemical stuff, as well as chromium 6, as well as viruses, bacteria, parasites, at the same time leaving in any good minerals that you would want to have in there. If you don't have it, you need to get it. Because water and food, and then keeping warm. You better lay up a pile of wood in the backyard, you know. If nothing else, use the fire pit or one of these portable fire pits, or you can go up to like sportsmansguide.com, sportsmansguide.com, and look up camp stoves or portable camp stoves or portable shepherd stove or whatever you want to call it. And they've got them there. They're small pieces, but you can put them up. And they'll come where you can buy them with the stack, all right? You can even put it in a basement and then run it out like a basement window, or if you had to, knock a hole in the side of the foundation or the house there and put it out the side, and then, you know, use the metallic tape to tape it so it doesn't leak, or if it's going out through wood or other, you know, materials there, you need to have the thing like you would use in the top of a tent, a metallic type of protectant, to stick the smokestack out. with the spark arrestor also on the end of it. So, I tell ya, we're at a point where this thing is going to go wild weasel even more. And what I've warned you about is coming. It's coming, and it's coming faster and harder than you can ever imagine. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Before the New York City mayor says you got to wear double face masks through June, all right? But if you can help old Hawk and keep Hawk in the game, striking blows against the dadgum Luciferians and their henchmen, all right, and honchos, then anything is most needed and wanted. Keep old Hawk in the game. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I tell you, Federal Reserve notes are the easiest. Little bit of silver, little bit of gold, whatever it might be. That is the easiest way to go. You can write a check, make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. But that's how I stay in the game, is you and the Lord Jesus. And you have kept me on for now, warning you and striking blows against the enemies of the Lord for almost 17 years now, I think. There's other interesting things that you can get, and I'll tell you, insulated boots is a good one. You get something that's got, 1,000 grams or 1,200 grams of insulate in a boot, then that's something you can use. The pack boots, for the women, they're great, all right, too, because the women like them. You can get them in white or different colors, and they have the little fur ruff at the top, all that kind of bit. But get you something that you can exist in weather that's, 40, 50 below chill factor, all right? It'll keep your feet warm, and get socks and extra socks. Merino wool, whatever it is that you like. Don't get the tight ones. Get something that's a little better quality merino wool sock that goes on easy. Long underwear. All of the different layers, like you would layer up long underwear, like the polypropylene or different stuff or some of the old silk type of underwear. They use those. Something that will wick the moisture away from your body. All right? And then you go on to the shirt, a pair of pants, and then you go over that with a Polar Tech, all right? A Polar Tech jacket, okay? And then on top of that, you got your waterproof outside on a poncho, or not a poncho, but I mean a jacket or a coat or a parka. If you can get a camouflage, good. If you want to put then, if you got a snowy situation, you can put on white over the top of that. Also, things that are disappearing. Food is starting to disappear from grocery stores and places. Yes, there's still food in most of the grocery stores, except in a lot of them in Texas are just now starting to stock back up. But in the Blue Ridge and in the Smoky Mountains, the Appalachian Mountains and stuff, you're seeing stores there missing whole sections of canned goods and not getting their order of meat this week and all that kind of stuff. Lady J has reported on that stuff for years to us. She talked to us about the canning. And then we get to where you can't find any canning jars, okay, or lids, and the lids are not the same. They changed them, you see. All of that kind of stuff. to prevent you from preserving a food. So they've got you under their thumb, so you got to knuckle down. And so you got to take the mark of the beast, you see, in order to get your portion, your ration. Remember the recent movie, one of the Star Wars movies with Jen Erso, or one of those people where she's scavenging parts. She takes them into what I call like a Thunderdome barter town, you know, barter town, just like the old Mel Gibson, but a little play on it, you know, and he hands over these, you know, metal parts and stuff, and they give her a portion. Well, that's your daily ration, is a portion, okay? So she only can get a half a portion or a quarter portion, and that's all they would have to eat. And that was the only economy they had, was bartering in that area. Control of the food supply. Control the oil, you control countries, but you control the food and you control people. This whole thing has been a plan, you see, to institute a new world order under Lucifer the Lightbringer. And don't forget, the Rothschild family, they claim, I don't claim, they claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis, the founders of black magic on this planet. Nimrod and Semiramis is who they worship, or who they're descended from, but they worship Lucifer. You see, and you go online, you look for Rothschild Luciferian party videos or pictures. You'll find them, probably. Don't access it through your Facebook. You'll get kicked off the Facebook or the Twitter bird. Oh, but stay up on those and keep giving your dossier to everybody. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a pie. Stand up to the Lord Jesus. Stand for you, ma'am. Stand for the Philippi. Mighty men and women of valor. I pick them. Why don't you pick them, that red shiny three gorgeous dam? Red Dangle Rangers, I know you've been picking up food for the best of them. You not know? An old road track, all those good things. And the Lord protect you against all evil. All of you listening out there, you got to prepare tonight.